Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Today we should be ready to explore the third illustration that Paul used to instruct Timothy and all of those Christians under his care regarding what it takes to be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember that the first illustration was a soldier, and the emphasis there is upon sacrifice. To be a good soldier, you've got to be willing to sacrifice. To be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to be willing to sacrifice. The second illustration was an athlete. And here, the emphasis was upon keeping the rules. Integrity in regard to keeping the rules. Playing by the rules. Playing according to the book, rather than trying to find a way to cheat to get an advantage. And that's what's required to be a good athlete, and that's what's required to be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to play by the rules. You've got to be a person of integrity. And the third illustration is found in verse 6, and we'll be taking that up in a moment, though I have a couple of things further I want to say about the athlete. But first, let me pause and welcome you to this Monday, November 29, Beacon Broadcast. And let me remind you how much we depend upon the contributions of our radio listeners to remain on this station. Well, back to the athlete, 2 Timothy 2:5, and if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. A rather surprising application of that particular analogy. Many things could have been said about what is required to be a good athlete, and all of them no doubt would have been applicable to the Christian life. The dedication, the hard work, the sacrifice, the self-discipline, and so forth. But the one thing that Paul points to is that an athlete has got to compete according to the rules, because if he doesn't and gets caught, he will be disqualified. Now, we all know there are a lot of people who think that they can cheat and get by with it. There's something about human nature that thinks, I can do that. I can cut a corner. I can break this rule. I can cheat and get by with it. And, of course, sometimes you do get by with it for a while. Sometimes you seem to get by with it forever, except you don't really, because it takes a piece of your soul. If you had to cheat in order to win the prize, that really wasn't an honest achievement, was it? So you go through the rest of your life knowing you are a cheater, never knowing whether you could have honestly won the prize competing according to the rules or not. You'll never know whether you had to cheat in order to win or if you have what it takes in order to win without cheating. You'll never know that. And you will stand before God someday where the secret things of the heart, those hidden things that were done in darkness, are all going to be exposed. And in that day, everyone will know what a cheater you were. So it's not a good idea, but in more cases than not, the cheating will be detected. And how many times have we seen people, even who, after they were crowned, have that crown stripped away from them when they're cheating comes to light. Now, that's the way it is in the Christian life. We've got to compete according to the rules, and the rules are found in the Bible. Christ, our captain makes the rules. We live in an anarchistic age where there is this prevailing attitude that the only rules that I have to obey are the ones that I agree with. And that even carries over many times into the Christian life. I certainly don't need to remind you that that is a widely held view in society in general. I saw it again the other day. It happens so often. Some kind of a post on Facebook, actually, in regard to illegal aliens, and somebody's comment was, there's no difference between legals and illegals. They are all just human beings trying to make a better life for themselves. Well, the two parts of that statement do not go together. Granted, they're all human beings trying to make a better life for themselves, but there is a difference, between legals and illegals. Legals have legally endeavored to make a better life for themselves. Illegals have illegally endeavored to make a better life for themselves. There is a difference. Yes, they're all human beings, but one did it by the rules, the other one cheated. And most Americans understand that and recognize that there's something fundamentally wrong with treating legals and illegals equally, as if there is no difference, just dropping the penalties, dropping the threat of deportation. After all, they're just human beings that are trying to make a better life for themselves, so quit hassling them, just let them alone. Well, dear friends, you may see it that way. I hope you don't. Most people don't. Most people understand there is a difference. And if an illegal alien, immigrant, comes here and gets caught, he's going to be deported. He's going to pay a penalty. He knew that when he came illegally. It's a chance he took. And there are many of them, of course, who take that chance and seem to get by with it, but many of them talk about the fear they live in. Always wondering if they're going to be discovered. Always wondering if they're going to get caught. Always wondering if they're going to be sent back. Always wondering if somebody's going to find out. Somebody that's an authority is going to find out that they are illegal. And they talk about this awful fear they live in. And the crazy thing to me about it is some people come along and say, well, it's terrible that they should have to live in that kind of fear. And that's America's fault. That's society's fault that they're living in that kind of fear. We need to change the rules so they don't have to live here in fear. No, you've forgotten something. When you cheat, you ought to live in fear, just like the athlete who wins the prize by cheating. They ought to live in the fear of discovery, that their cheating may be discovered and they will be stripped of the prize and they will be embarrassed and shamed for all the world to see. That's the penalty for cheating. If you don't want to live in fear, play by the rules. And in saying those things about illegal immigrants, and I really just used that as an illustration so that you would understand the difference between doing things right and doing things wrong, doing things legally, doing them illegally, playing by the rules, and cheating against the rules. But in saying those things, that doesn't mean that I don't have any compassion and concern from a human standpoint for illegal immigrants and their situation, their plight. I do. I am concerned for them. I have a love for some of them that I know personally. I have personally helped some of them, I will tell you, in a very tangible way. But if they get caught, I'm not going to go running to the authorities and say, that's not right. Not right for you to deport that person, as sad as I will be. And I know in some cases that means breaking up of families. I know that in some cases you've got an illegal immigrant who's married to an American and they have children. And if the immigrant is discovered, they're going to be sent back to wherever they came from. And it's going to break up the family. That's sad, sad, sad. And I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that person can go through the channels and become legal so that that doesn't happen. But I know that's a possibility. And the possibility was created by that person coming here illegally. They broke the law. They are lawbreakers. They are criminals. That's the law. Again, this idea that we only have to obey the laws that we agree with, that is total anarchy. That is the book of Judges all over again. Everybody did that which was right in his own eyes. That's the kind of society you don't want to live in, but we are becoming more like that all the time in America as we get farther away from our biblical roots, because this idea that I'm my own boss, I'm my own God, actually. I make my own rules. I live by the rules that I agree with. And the ones I don't agree with, I ignore. I just don't pay any attention to them. I just flaunt them. If you do and get caught, you're going to get penalized. And don't blame society. Don't blame the law. Don't blame anybody but yourself. You broke the law, and there's a penalty to be paid for lawbreakers. Now, to carry this over into the Christian life, the first thing we've got to agree with is that there are rules. Christ has a right to make rules. Christ has a right to set the requirements for his servants and how they will serve him. And if we're going to be good servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to agree to that, submit to the rules, and live according to them. Otherwise, listen to me now, otherwise, no reward. You talk about sad. The Bible tells us that there are rewards for serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of someone who served the Lord Jesus Christ energetically, fervently, passionately, all of their life, and get to heaven and hear Christ say, no reward. And you say, why? Because you did not serve me according to the rules. But I served you energetically. I served you sacrificially. I served you faithfully. Well, faithfully is a word that needs to be defined. You didn't serve me faithfully because faithfully includes serving me obediently. Serving according to the instructions, the commandments, the requirements that I've given you in your word and in my word. And if you don't do that, you're not really serving faithfully. In other words, I define faithfulness, not you. You say you served me faithfully because you did it consistently over a long period of time. But if you were consistently doing it your own way over a long period of time, that's not faithfully. In fact, let's just talk about what this is. If you did it your own way, you weren't serving Christ, you were serving yourself. You were serving yourself. No reward. No reward. If anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. We don't do it our way. We do it Christ's way. We don't do it our way. We do it the Bible way. We don't do it any old way. We don't do it the way that so-and-so does it. Some great, big, successful worker, Christian worker, pastor, whatever. Doesn't matter how successful he may seem to be. If he's not doing it according to the rules, he is not serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.